This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 52 of bookcareers.com live, and welcome back to work, although I know many of you may have been back since last Thursday. There always seems to be an extraordinary amount of pressure on everyone at this time of year. You have a bright shiny new year, and this year you have a bright shiny new decade too. I'm never a fan of new year promotions, although they do bring in book careers a lot of clients. Because why should it have to be a new you? Can't it be new year, same you? You're still the same person, but the year is new. And when you think about it, you get every opportunity to refresh your plans, wipe the slate clean, if that's what you want to do, or start new habits, or get rid of old ones, every single day of your life, because every day you wake up and it's a new day. You don't have to start on the 1st of January, or even if it's today, the first day back in the office. You're always able to start new things any time, not just in the morning, but any time of day too. For this reason, I'm not a fan of New Year's resolutions, and I am a fan of aims and achievements. New Year's resolutions can be easily broken, like a friend I saw give up on veganry on day 3, whereas an aim and achievement can work the whole year round, or in perpetuity if that's what you want to do. There is no pressure from this corner to change anything unless you want to change, because any change has to come from within. The only way to force any change on yourself is if you've had enough of what has gone on before. When making any changes, I'm a great believer of Mahatma Gandhi's quote that you have to be the change that you want to see. If you have made resolutions, aims or achievements, then well and good, and good luck to you all. I really hope that you aim to achieve all that you've set out to do. But for some of you, the pressure to succeed in whatever you've set yourself can feel overwhelming, and the stress associated with maintaining goals or whatever perfection you want, unbearable. It's quite understandable then to find out that the majority of clients I see with work-related stress turn up at my door between January and March. If you do find yourself in this stressful situation, here are 7 tips to help you through. Number 1. Are your goals, aims, ambitions, resolutions, whatever you want to call them, realistic? Have you set the bar too high? Are there ways in which you could break down any of these goals into far more manageable pieces? For instance, if you have a goal to empty your email inbox by the end of every day, is that seriously achievable? Or is it just a pipe dream? Could you not instead give yourself a goal of having no more than 25 or 50 emails left, or no email older than a week left to answer? 2. Have you allocated time in your diary to achieve your goals? Book a meeting with yourself in the office diary so that no one else can call on your time then. Or maybe you haven't even planned out the time it will take for you to complete your goals. When you write a to-do list, put approximate times next to each task so you can see whether you're overloading a day or not. 3. If you have a long list of things to do and you find it overwhelming, then at the start of the day, pick 3 things from the list that you must achieve by the end of the day. Some people recommend that you pick 6 and you do half. I suggest you start with 3, and if you can't get 3 done, then just pick 1, even though you might be adding 10 other new things to the list. It's the psychological action of crossing one thing off that will make you feel better, believe me. And if you are really struggling, then pick the one thing on your list that will make the biggest difference to you. This might be one thing that will make you feel better that's not urgent, like tidying your desk, or something that will instantly reduce your stress level. 4. This brings us on to the stress aspect. Make sure you take proper breaks from work and recover fully from a day before starting the next day, particularly if your job involves travelling. Aim to work your normal hours, although this may not be immediately possible. Remember Parkinson's law, which says that the work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. So if you know that you can stay late, it's likely that you will subconsciously take longer over tasks. Whereas if you know you want to leave on time, you'll miraculously speed up. Have you ever noticed how you zoom through things the day before you go on holiday? That's the kind of momentum you might be working to if you knew you had to leave on time. 5. When stress takes over, take some sort of break from work, even if it's an afternoon off, to do something different out of your normal schedule. Go to the cinema, go shopping with a friend, spend time with your family. Aim to do an activity that will occupy your mind with something else so you can't think about work. A solitary activity will tend to give you thinking time, which you want to leave for the next step. 6. If your head is still buzzing with work ideas and thoughts, then take a blank notepad and pen and write down everything that is swimming around. Aim to think calmly about situations and alternatives and look at the bigger picture. See if you can analyse what is going wrong. Is it too much work? Too little time? Too many deadlines? Boredom? Throughout all of this, keep caffeine and alcohol intake to a minimum. Both may affect your stress levels and how your body reacts to stress. 7. When fighting stress, exercise is key, as is rest and sleep. Whether it's going for a walk, going to the gym, or any other place where you can get exercise, just 20 minutes will help beat some of the anxiety you are feeling. As for rest and sleep, don't use the computer or the TV at least 30 minutes before going to bed at night. If you wake up and find yourself wanting to pace the floor and trying to have all those work conversations over and over again, leave a notepad by your bed and write everything down instead of regurgitating it in your head. Get it out of your head and then you may start to relax. It's not going to be easy to let go of all of that tension, particularly as it's probably been inflamed very recently but has built up over a prolonged period of time. You didn't wake up one morning with work-related stress. It's been niggling at you for ages. And the bonus point is to find someone you can talk to about your situation. Obviously, here at Book Careers, we offer in-depth help with work-related stress where we can talk through particular incidents, emails, letters, projects, scenarios, all in complete confidence. We look at possible resolutions and how you can build in some self-stress defences. Now, this might not have been the New Year episode you're expecting, and I do hope that if you're buzzing with the New Year, that I haven't brought you down. But so many people I've already spoken to seem to be on a downward spiral at the moment. I thought it essential that messages of support were out there. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.